We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talk about your initial thoughts when you hear that the state has a real interest in taking down the elevated portion of the Skyway.
And long overdue.
Can you say that again?
Long overdue.
Why is that?
It's obsolete. It ties up the waterfront. And many years ago, I've seen a diagram where the government wants to reuse the railroad right-of-ways that run north and south and put an interstate highway going up to the 190 and heading southwards down and through Hamburg. And somewhere have a terminus around, I can't think of
the
Amesdale Road. And somehow, I don't know where it turned, but it was supposed to turn and curve and join in with the 219 Expressway so that everything coming up from the south, like from Springville, would come down to 219 across this corridor and then straight up into the 190.
This is interesting because a lot of Southbound's residents that I've spoken to are very concerned about the idea of the Skyway coming down when they can't see firsthand a viable alternative. You're describing an alternative, and you don't seem as concerned
about
it.
I've seen this many years ago. One of the government agencies had this all drawn up, just like you have these plans here. But what I see here, they don't show using that existing railway that runs up north and south. And then if you think of it, if you're coming from the north, say from Canada, you'd come down through there and then hit this new expressway and go right straight south, bypassing the mainline thruway and hit the 219 Expressway. And to tie that in, the original concept, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I knew it when I was a kid, the original concept of Route 219 was supposed to be a four-lane divided highway straight southward. And if you look on a geographical map, the 219 originally was supposed to run from Buffalo to Miami. And through our government representatives, through their lack of sight in that over the years, we haven't gotten funding, they haven't pushed it, and it runs, what, almost to Ellicottville now. It's a half-ass highway that it's not completed. And in the meantime, Rochester and the people and the politicians out that neck of the wood pursued funding in that neck of the woods and took US 15 down through Corning, and now that's a four-lane highway past Corning going into Pennsylvania, and eventually that US 15 is going to take the place of the 219 concept. And it's going to screw up a lot of things. I mean, if you were to look on a map of the U.S., that 219 runs straight south into Miami. And it's not being done.
Now, this is an interesting balance because on one hand, you do want to free up the waterfront, as you mentioned. And I think everyone in Western New York.
Everybody in Buffalo is not rich. And I fully agree. I don't care if you're on welfare or if you're making 20 grand a year. If you come down here on a Sunday during the summer and see people walking, pushing baby carriages, bicycles, it's nice to see that the residents of Buffalo, even though they might not have a car or whatever, that they can come down and enjoy the waterfront. Or even elderly couples sitting there just watching the boats go by and stuff like that. I remember when I was a kid, my dad and I used to come down to Times Beach, launch the boat, and go water skiing through there. It seems good to see that coming back where people can go down there and use the waterfront.
That was about to lead me into my next question. The emergence of the waterfront, especially the canal side area in the past 10 years or so, could you have imagined that 20 years ago?
No. It's really a pleasure to see that rehappening and reimagining and the new investments. And I can't wait for them to put a shovel in the ground and build that 18-story scraped at Queen City. I can't wait for them to do that. I think that would bring a resurgence, and you can't say the dodo bird is going to fly into it. That's going to happen no matter where or what. But to bring that and bring that investment in, and you're going to attract outside investors to come into Buffalo and retain Buffalo. I mean, there's so many kids, young people on that have hard times, packed up and moved elsewhere because there's no growing opportunities here. And with us and with Canada and the Canadian trade and the Canadian people coming here, we're in an opportunity that is golden that you don't see anywhere else, you know, across the nation here. I mean, it's just, it's heartbreaking to see what should be done and it's not happening. I mean, look at Niagara Falls over the last 20 years that I have seen with all the politics, the mafia, whatever you want to call it, and downtown Niagara Falls is dead. Absolutely, it's disgusting. But you cross over and go into Canada, and what a world. It's night and day. And we should have that right here.
What do you think of the North Odd Block preferred concept design that was reviewed?
I think it's very, very creative, the way that they're putting a mix in for anything and everything, for the housing, restaurants, offices. It's not just one stale concept. You're adding everything in there. And I think it's really, I can't wait for them to get that up and going in it. It's, we need more of that. And like what a lot of the developers now going about, I used to be in construction when I was a kid many years ago, and it's so nice to see them taking an old building apart, reusing it, revamp, rather than just tear it down and leave it there. I mean, it's really a joy to see that happening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.